Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Come chill with me weekly on ATLPN.com. Now, let's start the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mo, and welcome to another episode of Mo About Nothing, where I'm hanging with the guys today, who I got with me.
It's your boy, B.
It's BT, back again.
Therese DeMarco.
What's up, guys? How was your weekend?
It was wonderful.
I love asking that question, because everybody gets like a silent, like it's just...
I always have wonderful weekends, all the time. That's true. I haven't had a bad one in probably about, let's see, 4 years, 6 months, and 24 days.
But who's counting? Right then.
That was a joke.
Like, I don't even feel like doing the math on that one. Like, how long? Like, round excellent. Up or round excellent. Down. Right? Excellent.
Mine was okay.
Excellent. It looked like it was more than okay.
I invited this it fool out like. To a pajama party.
Yeah, I heard about a pajama party.
I saw yes. Hey. It was lit.
I have some legendary stories about the last pajama I went to, the previous one.
That was the pool party.
No.
Oh, you mean party. That other one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I can say that I didn't pull my dick out at this pajama party.
So you put your dick out the last party?
They allegedly said I fucked three chicks at that one.
Oh.
I wasn't there.
I don't recollect that.
Oh.
Yeah, I
wasn't. Oh, okay.
I don't recollect that.
Oh, okay. So, not you don't recollect any of it.
I didn't record it.
Any of it.
So, it didn't happen.
Okay. We're going to stick to that. Mm-hmm. We're going to stick to that.
That's what I say, too. Like, no, not three times.
I was not there for that. I wanted to put that on.
But you were. But you look like you were having a good time at the pajama party, too.
This last one, yes.
Yes.
A couple of days ago, that was nice.
It was nice.
Came through with a couple prospects. You know how that goes.
Well, that shit.
Three impossible. That's right. Okay, Hannah's
right. Women that you would actually like take time out and drive to the residence for.
It's a possibility.
He might consider going to Locust Grove for a date.
Because you know, in Atlanta, driving to like a date could be like driving to another city.
So it is. Here's my question about y'all party, though, real quick before we get to that.
It's not all party.
So
it's
I party didn't see. I didn't see any of the videos, but my question is. Chicks know what to wear at a pajama party. That's just...
They wore pajamas. Sexist,
but some of them had sexy shit on
they
them.
They did.
Okay. I may have seen the area.
I was a creep.
Or two
I was
out.
A creep.
Well, you was watching the whole
I
time.
Was.
So, my...
They recorded everything.
Of course he did.
Look at his face. He's like, I mean, what?
Trying to get a job at...
But nothing made it to Instagram, though. Or Facebook.
Right.
That's how you know it was a good party.
That's how you know, because it's only on Snapchat. I mean,
but
you
that's what Snapchat is for. Like, you get all the good videos, and then they're only
Snapchat
up
gets motherfucking people in trouble. In trouble. But it is good for that. For, like, the 24-hour limit.
Exactly.
Like, you ain't got to show... Yeah.
Because sometimes you got to watch some snaps in the morning and be like, dang, I was on one.
Yes. But I like it on Saturdays, because then...
Right.
But I hate it because it then it'd be like, you know, right after church on Sundays, you'd be looking at what you did on Saturday night. You just be like, damn. Man,
that'd be football pregame.
How about the people to be taking snaps of the church service?
Wow.
Greens, potatoes, potatoes.
Right after, what they did on Saturday night.
You name it. My question is, okay, did y'all put thought into y'all pajama outfit or y'all just wear?
Let me tell you something.
Sorry.
I have a standard set of pajamas. And I wash my underwear up on it so my dick don't poke through the hole.
You got these dick rules. And I just want to know, like, what, like, you don't want it to hang? You don't want it to breathe? What is it?
Well, you
want to
be on medium swole at all times.
Okay.
Medium swole?
Medium swole.
Because if you limp, you may or may not be impressive to some women.
Uh-huh.
So you want to keep your dick on medium swole.
Interesting.
So if they brush up against it, be like, oh.
No, what a surprise.
No, but they got to do
it's
something.
It's my dick
to earn
in a box.
It. Like, I don't want to walk around with half a chub. Like, no, you got to, like.
Hey, if it's cold outside,
do something to earn a chub.
Shit, my retreat, though.
So then what you do, retreat. You take like 1/5 of a Viagra and you crush it up.
No.
And then you put it in some water.
I don't need no Viagra.
And dilute it down.
No.
Nope.
Then you just drink all of it.
I don't want to use none of that.
What? I don't need no enhancements. I just need to be ready.
He don't know. He don't need no enhancements. Don't get him fucked up. He don't need any enhancements.
Be walking around with a little wet spot.
Oh, that's so little sick. Spot of the tip.
Oh, that's so sick.
Because you know, it's like worse than the gray sweatpants. Yeah. It's worse than the gray sweatpants because you're in the flannel. Well, mine the flannel, and you want to be, you know,
you're
seen.
The flannel.
Pajamas?
I swear to God, I wish that was my party. I had a heat on like 90.
Oh, shit.
Flannel. Shit. I didn't know that was flannel. I just had on just a cotton joint.
He looked like he just had on regular
It's
clothes.
The same material.
No, I had on just a t-shirt and some Captain America pajama pants.
Oh.
And I'll tell you where I got these pajamas from. They was a gift for Christmas 2011. I had never worn them until the pajama party this spring.
So he took them out of the mothball.
So nobody, like, so none of y'all wore the gray sweatpants. Because you know the gray sweatpants.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, exactly. Them gray sweatpants get.
And I tell you something else. I do have a robe. I only pull the robe out when somebody coming through.
Oh.
You have a little.
Is it satin?
It's
red. Black.
What material is that? It's blue.
Ooh, silk.
Do you have a little pipe you be walking around with?
Right.
No.
My homies used to get on.
I used to get on my dad
like that, man. I used to go to the door with a robe.
So I would invite someone over, and I would have just the robe on. So
just the robe on, so when you
stick out, easy access.
See, I don't do shit I can't maintain. I don't wear a robe any other time, so I'm not going to wear one.
Well, I'll be fresh.
Maintain? You act like it's really hard work to wear a robe. Like, all you got to do is put it on.
2 months later, when you ain't got no robe on walking around, you're like, this nigga fooled me.
No.
Too much.
I don't. I won't be like
exactly. It's my residence.
You don't wear a robe any other time.
I
exactly.
I don't wear a robe
unless I know I'm pulling my dick out.
I have to agree with that. Like,
it's not
so if you don't, so if you don't wear a robe, you're not pulling your dick out.
I don't just be walking around the house in a robe. No.
So you just don't walk around naked. So ladies, like
this,
what?
Ladies who listen to this show, no. if Therese walk up to his door,
you know what it is.
You never got that request? I got that request through text.
What?
To open the door naked.
See, naked?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. That's not like a setup. You open the door and something like five dudes be out there taking pictures and laughing at you.
That's what a peephole is for, fool.
Y'all stupid.
Had a scamper. Had a scamper to get some clothes and shit.
Scamper.
Scamper.
I'm not scampering in my goddamn crib.
Quick, man.
I'm walking slow.
He's walking away.
She has people with her.
Be like, Dana. Y'all play too much.
Y'all me out here, dick out.
Right.
Dick out.
And you got six friends with you. Like I'm hosting the pre-party.
Whoops.
Yeah. Y'all be playing too much. God damn it.
Don't nobody got time for that.
That shit would be funny though. So if y'all show up at Therese's door and he got a robe on.
You know what's going down.
No, that's already been preconceived. And I don't have an understanding. You arriving alone and ready.
Oh. Oh.
A mess.
So is that anybody or is it just like you have to set these pre-dates, like these pre-appointments for that? Or can I just show up by myself?
These are pre-appointments.
Okay, because you need to be ready. Like house clean, dick washed.
Don't nobody want no woman to show up.
The houseman may not be clean.
But your dick may be washed.
Yeah, it's going to be some clean nuts for you.
Please, just have it. Just
because everybody know how I don't like my balls neglected.
Who does?
Nobody. See? That's good, though. I mean, you know, nobody likes to miss anything.
I mean, start from there and end there. It's just like, foam it, wash it, foam it. It gets a double rush.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be. Listen, niggas have a hard time with that because all I ask you to do.
You just sucked on some chocolate
I want salty nuts. All you have to do is wash the outside.
You know what I do? I soap it up and just leave the soap on and just walk out of the shower.
So she know.
No, I let the soap dry. So then when you do go down and taste, you just taste nothing but soap.
That's not.
So she come up with a clean mouth? So that way if you kiss her, it's all good.
That's really clean. That's definitely clean mouth.
Leave soap on it.
That's another reason to wear the robe because
it gets air.
You're going to stay dry.
Yeah, it gets like an air circulation going, mm-hmm. because that's all I need men to do. Like, women, you know, you have to go in, you have to do some internal shit. With men, all you have to do is wash the outside. Just wash around it. You ain't got to do no extra shit, and some niggas can't even do that. Around it. Exactly. Wash around it. Wash in the crevices.
Get the balls and
yes, and around them. You know what I'm saying? Just wash the shop, the tips, just like, you know, get some wind out, whatever.
Have you ever had a table shower? You ever had a table shower?
A table shower?
I have not.
So there's some spas in Alabama where I'm from, Birmingham. Women actually, you actually lay on a table. It's like a metal table, and they like wash you like you some vegetables.
A metal table.
Yeah, I mean it's a metal type table.
Like at the doctor.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like
they
that.
They wash you.
So it's like
who's they?
It's a spa. So you'll go get a massage.
So it's bitches.
Yes. Okay. So then they'll actually bathe you on the table shower. That's what it's called.
Interesting.
It's like $25-$30.
That's it?
They have soft hands.
Now, that comes with a happy ending.
If you want, it's a little bit more of a happy ending, yeah. Yeah, but
they do that too?
It's just like the joints on Chester Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they wash women too?
You want a hand job?
You get a wax
I'm not
that.
A woman, so I don't know.
Right. You get a wax for that.
She want a hand job.
The wax does not end up with a happy ending.
What happens is they eventually get shut down. It's like a bingo hall. You will go and everybody find out about it. Then they start flocking to it. Then they'll get shut down because the undercover going now. And then they'll shut them down. Then they'll move somewhere else and everybody know about it. And that
it's
type
a booming
of
business.
That but sounds like it's a double spy.
So, huh?
I said that sounds like a double spy.
Yeah, until the cops come and...
You don't want to be there then.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah. They had one that actually filmed. They like had a van outside just filming who was walking in because it was an undercover thing for the news station.
Yeah.
It was busted.
Yeah.
Niggas was busted.
So those five dudes that was on that video walking in, they got
followed.
I know, they
I'm Chris Hansen.
who's that dude that be like recording? You know that dude that does like the... what's that? The child molesters?
That's him.
Chris Hansen.
Yes, Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
I've been watching it on World Star. He be having some episodes on World Star Hip Hop.
That was a legendary.
Pure gold.
Yeah. To catch a
pure
legendary.
Gold. Yeah. That dude is crazy.
But I said that to say, yes, what y'all women need to do. Y'all need to give us a table shower. Just let us lay back. Y'all take the little hoes and y'all get as clean as y'all want us.
That's a good idea.
The moisture. Yeah.
That's
is
a good idea, but
necessary.
That's also a reason for you to be fucking lazy as hell. Like,
no, I mean, look.
Yeah.
I'll wash it. If it ain't good enough, then I'll stand up like I'm a scarecrow, and y'all just take the towel.
Turn around, these positions. I need one leg up.
Yeah.
I need you to put one leg up on the table like this. So I can get right in the middle, right in between the cracks and crevices.
Exactly.
Interesting. So, guys, with it being cuffing season, because you know it's well into November, about to be December, has your social media blown up? Old flame.
Nope.
New flames.
Nope. Just get all new work. All new work.
Every year? So you don't recycle bitches at all?
Well, I mean, it just depends. You know, I haven't got hit up by anything, which is good because now I'm able to like focus on
respectable young women.
Well, we use bitches as a term of endearment.
I'm sorry.
Because we don't know their names.
Right. Okay, right. I'm sorry. So just new women.
Just new. Just, you know, we're going to find a new adventure. We're going to let 2016 be 2016, not 2015 or 14.
So you
unless you don't want to do any work.
You don't.
Minimal effort.
It's minimal effort. I don't know. I just think that if you have a good cuff buddy, I think you should just keep the good cuff buddy. And they just cuff it. It's not like you.
You like that regular dick,
somebody
huh?
All gone. Somebody going to fucking catch feelings eventually.
I mean,
we know what the season is, but I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Shoot me.
Somebody going to catch feelings.
Yeah.
No. I mean, so you think you can't. So you just keep recycling new cuffings.
You don't keep recycling. However. If a situation does approach where a favorite were to contact you.
Yes.
You may take it into consideration.
Indeed.
Yeah.
No,
it's
like
a favorite.
I mean, of course, do you have more than one?
Not a
missile. Like during the season, do you have more than one?
It depends.
Depends on what kind of effort you want to put in.
It depends on like if the one is really dope. If the one is really dope, then you just roll with the one. But then if you got multiples,
you got multiple dope ones.
If you got multiple dope ones, and each of them is just trying to just chill, then you roll with that.
But you don't want what you don't want to do is fuck it up for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Because again,
you just can't be reckless.
They may say they just cuffing, but then at the end of the day, if they bump heads,
it's like it goes fuck around and be alone.
And they see some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like
December 12th,
you know, you can fuck. I've done this before. You can fuck up and
watching the holiday
confuse
bowl.
Them. and say some shit that, like, you'd be over one of them house and you'd be like, damn, didn't I leave my fucking shirt over here? Because you know, you know, good goddamn way I left my shit up. Nah,
no, you didn't. You never left your shit over here.
Well, my bad. No, nigga. No.
No, so what, shit, you what? What the fuck you did?
You fucked up, don't you?
I've never done that. Like, never.
That's why you just.
Because you're a preacher's kid, that's why.
You just get one.
It wouldn't necessarily have to be a shirt. It could be a.
Them the ones you gotta look out for.
Well, he just. He'd be on the straight and narrow path.
Watch.
Chilling, man.
He was like in the sovereign lane of fuckery.
I used to hang out with this dude. His daddy was the pastor of our church. That dude went to jail more times than I can count one hand.
It do be the preacher's kids, but B over, he's different. Shit. You know, he be in the sovereign lane of fuckery.
That, and let me tell you, that one dude, he be. You ever, be on a party?
The straight narrow path of bullshit.
We used to be in parties at high school, and this preacher kid, he used to be the main one screaming one thing. Y'all know what that one thing is?
Pussy.
Slap that nigga.
That was his phrase of choice? That was his phrase. That was his catchphrase.
Slap that nigga, man. Talking that shit.
Damn.
Who will be getting slapped?
Whoever. Damn. Whoever. Everywhere he went, like, oh, shit, this party over with. All right, y'all. Holler at y'all later, because it's going to be a fight in about 5, 4, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
No. Whatever. I just.
Fuck up the party.
But for me, like, cuffing is for, I don't know, every season is different, I think. I've had one main cuffing nigga that I come to every, around this time, every November.
That's your favorite dick.
It is. It is. It's good.
You know what you're getting.
It's good.
You know the flow.
I know, and I know the flaws. I know what I can deal with. I know what I can't. Because you know, when you cuffing though, you actually getting to know niggas. Like, you getting to know people. And regardless of what y'all say.
Depends on.
Regardless of what. Because I need to know your definition of cuffing. Maybe that's what it is. Let's start off there at the basic. Like, what's your definition of cuffing?
If you're seeing someone regularly, and maybe y'all go out to eat and entertain each other.
Okay.
Like, that's y'all, like, y'all can come over, y'all can hang out and do nothing and be good, or y'all can go out and have some fun and be good.
So you telling me that you don't get to know any of them women the whole time y'all cuffing? You
don't get to know. See, let me just say this:
that is getting known.
I don't cuff. I get a chick and I chill with her. That's what I do. I don't. That's too much time.
Just one of those play it by ear situations.
That's too much time invested for you to just
right.
And then that's what I'm saying, because he's like, he gonna do with it. I'm like, you got that much time in your hands?
What?
To get a new chick every year.
Like, spring semester over.
To get a new chick every year.
Like, spring semester over. This spring break.
Fuck it.
Sometimes, semester.
Sometimes, I mean, it just depends on, you know, how the situation, you know, rolls itself. Sometimes, you know, chicks fall out of the picture all the time. They just move or they get a dude or they go somewhere. So it's
and you don't even notice.
Right. So it's not like.
That's.
It's not like I'm just horrible. Intentionally turning over my roster. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yo, I'm. Situation like, I gotta. I gotta go back out there and get something.
You got to start over from scratch.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing, you know?
No, it's not a bad thing. It's really
you
not.
Need new experiences. You need the new. I mean, obviously.
New.
I mean, if everything had worked out before and everything was all good, then it would have went from cuffing to something else. So since all you're doing is just cuffing.
Are you saying cuffing is like marijuana? It's a gateway drug?
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I mean, it's either one category or the other. You know, you either cuffing or you either, like, trying to make something happen. So, if it didn't, you're trying
but
to make nothing happen.
But you never want
to
force the issue of making something happen.
Obviously.
Just let it. But then, let it
flow.
But then, I believe those chicks be like, he ain't never saying shit. I don't know why he just won't jump. I mean,
you seem like you're not interested. You seem like you don't want to do nothing.
Oh. Sound like a familiar text.
But then you get those girls that don't even want that, though. See, I meet the girls.
And then you don't want to respond. And then you don't respond to me. They'll be like, it seems like you don't want to do nothing.
You bet not never send a what we doing text. I tell you that much. A what we doing text.
WID?
No, like, just what are we doing?
What are we doing? What is our status?
What is this?
Like, what is this exactly? I mean, do you want to pursue me?
Well, it's cool, but now we ain't shit.
It turned you off that? You got turned off that quick?
We just going to play it by ear.
That's horrible.
Is it?
Yes.
Why so?
I think it depends on how long you've just been fucking with this
shit. There's no time frame on anything.
We were just talking about a fucking season. How long does
it take? I know, but I'm just saying, like, if at the end of the season, it just depends, because I think, like, if you cuffing somebody and they're really not showing the terms, like, if y'all don't have that open discussion, I talk about this
like
a lot.
Like they didn't read page 3 of the contract?
Please. Section 3-2 of this contract, where I stated that I wasn't for no bullshit, and you over here talking about cuffing season, I think that maybe, you know, like, if both parties have the conversation, like, you know, this is like just for the winner, right?
When does that ever happen? Like, when? Never.
But it needs to. It needs to because it's more often than not.
A man is not going to bring that subject up.
That doesn't make any sense because you're aware of it, though. Right. But you're aware of it.
You good? I'm good.
Clearly aware of it.
You know, that would freeze the thing.
That would freak a woman.
Clearly.
Right. And a lot of chicks don't even want that.
But then when you turn around and you looking at Sarah Puss face and be like, bitch, y'all don't even want it. Because then she asking you 5 weeks later, what are we doing? And you didn't have that conversation. Like, what the fuck?
Nah. I mean, the total opposite chicks where they just like...
Okay, yo,
they,
so your aura is just different. So you just not in this conversation.
They just good with the sex. And then they just like...
They just bouncing it out.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, look. Rotation. He's got good dick. And that's it. Good head.
And I can stay over that night and I ain't got to worry about it.
I ain't got to worry about making him breakfast in the morning. Yeah. I can get my shit and go.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a good feeling.
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest.
So let me ask you this question. Have you ever been cuffing a chick for a season and then you find a chick that you want to be with? Or do they ever trip out? Or has a chick ever cuffed you? Like you been, and then all of a sudden she got a fucking boyfriend.
His answer looks like a straight no.
No, I've kicked it with a chick and then ended up finding out that she did have a boyfriend.
Okay.
But never like the other way around.
Like you've never just ran across a chick that I got to have her. I can't be doing this cuffing shit and just cut her loose and just concentrate on that.
You're not going to embarrass yourself like that. We should be together.
That's not what I'm saying. After you've checked
it
your
doesn't even have to be like
you've
that.
Checked your parachute, you know it's going to open, and you know everything's going to be good. Would you cut off these chicks that you be cuffing and just be like, you know what? I want this chick here for not to cuff her, but just to be like, this is it.
Yeah, she's super bad. Yeah.
After you put yourself on the line, what is super
bad?
Like, dope personality.
Cause look,
my chick's super bad.
But what I'm saying is, if you can find one to cuff, you can find another to cuff. So why would you hold?
However, those standards and requirements to be cuffed are high.
High.
Okay.
High.
It just got to be something that you agree with and everything is right and flowing well. But you just not going to throw that option out there like, we're together now.
Nigga, because you know I've been
a couple of situations. You don't want to embarrass yourself, first off.
I didn't know I was dating a nigga until like 2 weeks after.
Actually, I did have one girl ask me out.
And you said no?
No, I said yeah.
How'd that work out?
Obviously not good.
She ended up moving back to California.
Oh,
because she was a little nuts.
You ain't jump in front of the bus like no,
the bus.
Well, I mean, she was just like
she misses home.
It just wasn't working out, and so we was like living together at the time, and then she was like,
"Y'all were living together at the time."
It's a long story. Make it even short. Like, was just that all right? So she had a roommate that had a lease. The roommate just bounced. All of a sudden,
okay,
my lease was up. We was dating. I was like, "All right, cool. Okay. I'll help you out with the rent, so you won't get stuck on the lease like that." So,
what was your lease?
Is it ended too?
I was in Marietta. She lived in Ackworth, so I moved up north. Even though I worked, I worked off of Glenridge.
I was going to say because you had
moved to Chattanooga.
You had a couple of chicks that moved away, and I was
going to
start.
Like, he stayed on moving away.
No, this is what I was going to start doing. I'm checking patterns. I'm like first 48 riding. Wait a minute.
Like, what's going on?
Did they leave or did you get rid of them?
They moved away.
And plus,
you got a lot of chicks that like live outside the parameters, like. Away.
Everybody I meet end up leaving, or they're not from here. What's or I meet somebody on? Dope, and they're from another city. So I don't know.
So you need to actually sit down and let somebody go over your criteria.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we need to look at your aura.
Your screening process sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Because obviously it's not working out.
Yeah.
Because you do stuff, man. Like, okay, yeah, you're good. You look good. Everything looks good on paper. All right. What was your dress again? That's all you got to say.
What was your dress? I don't understand. Like, you don't have those questions, do you?
I do. I mean, but like I said, things happen like in these people's lives to where they like the last girl I dated, she ended up getting offered a job up in New York to where she can live rent free and then take care of their baby.
How should I be like, bad nigga? That's what I was
saying. I mean, so, and what do you think she said to me?
But here's the thing. She could have lived rent free here if somebody would just pull the trigger.
Hey, bruh, all you can do is give them options. All right.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. So I made that an option, but she didn't want to do that.
All right. Well, there you go. I didn't mean to hit a
You made it an option, did you?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she wanted to like help out on the rent, which is cool. Hmm. But she was like, come on, man.
You know, chick, look, I hope her career goes well. Yeah. She met a couple times. Fine. She's a good chick. She's good. Fine. I'm glad I did see her on social media, so I know she is alive.
Yeah, she's alive.
She just posted a picture 3 weeks ago. Okay, so she good. This was this picture posted. You know, because you got some psychopaths out here.
So
I watch him in the crime show.
He's a good dude, though. I enjoy hanging out with B. He's a good dude. But
he's a good dude to you. But does that mean he's a good dude to these women?
You can tell good dude. Yes, I believe he is.
100% real. You know what I mean?
100% real. Authentic.
And he's here's the thing. He's well-traveled. Meaning,
yes.
He goes all over Georgia and he meets these women,
and all over the world, and all over the world as well.
That's his problem.
So you're not like immersed in different cultures and different things. You're well-rounded. You know,
the first question you need to ask a chick when you meet her, if you meet Al someone, is ask her, "Hey, did you drive?" And she said, "No, I Ubered here." That's who you need to talk to. Because that means she doesn't love you as close.
Right, because she ain't spending $50 on an Uber.
Nobody's. Well, I mean, you got some people that do spend $50 on an Uber. You just ask them what area you stay in. Because you be asking these questions like, would you travel 50 minutes? Just, no, I wouldn't.
No, the reason why I posted that was because I was.
Tell them what the question was.
I posted on Facebook, would you travel 50 minutes for a first date? Not being in a relationship before a first date. So when I was telling the girls at work, you know, what was going on, like, hey, I met this chick a week ago. All right. We've just been texting every now and then. And so I was like, yo, you want to catch a movie? Yada, yada, yada. And then all the movie theaters she was suggesting just happened to be 50 minutes from me and 5 minutes from her.
50 minutes. 50. 50. That's right. An hour.
So the girls at work, most of them who are married, they're like, oh, you just need to just go ahead and go and meet her out there. I was like, no, I don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the women told you that.
The only other male there is the doctor.
Okay. So, I'm like, hey, dog, let me ask you something.
Out of 13 people, me and him are the only dudes.
I said no because I felt like that. I just straight up said, like, if a nigga ever drove 50 minutes for me and we're just talking, I would feel obligated.
You got to give him that pussy.
Yes, I feel like I would open door and give him the pussy off top. Like,
so, guys,
it would just be like,
where you say it again?
I just feel like I would be obligated to do some shit. So, like, you know what I mean? If this
at least suck his dick.
Yes, at least. Like, his toes, something. Shave him. No, like, no, I don't know.
No, so, guys, this is a lesson.
He said, no, the dick.
So, find out where Mo lives. Drive to a house and then count 25 minutes.
She's just talking.
Drive 25 minutes.
There was so much traffic out there. She's talking right shit. Ain't nothing gonna happen.
And she was talking shit. You don't know my life.
She's talking shit.
You don't know my life like that.
Talking shit, dog.
I would live around the corner from her and be like,
I drove 50 minutes. I knew you live around the corner. You're not getting any. Mm-hmm. You know, and plus, I just took this apple cider vinegar bath too. So, you know, everything is like well together.
That thing,
like, you
know, tight. You. That thing tight.
Oh, man.
And the moisture could be accessed easily. What I say to that is, you had to meet them halfway. Most people, the center point in the city for most people is Atlantic Station,
and that's where we met.
Perfect.
So you did meet her.
Yeah.
Okay, and she agreed to go to Atlantic Station.
Yeah.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
So she suggested that y'all meet 5 minutes from her house.
Yeah.
And then you told her,
nobody coming to
No, at first she suggested the one spot that was at Lawrenceville, Swanee. And I was like, no, that's 50 minutes from me. Right. And then suggested like Atlanta Station or Perimeter Mall. And then she was like, well, how far are you from this theater? And then I'm, you know, put
wait
that
minute,
in the map.
Wait a minute. Wait, this and first then that date?
Was,
Yeah. And why are you going to the movies? Huh? Why are you going to the movies on the first date?
Y'all don't want to go out to dinner on the first day?
Because it was a Sunday afternoon, and I was just like,
So y'all going to go to the movies first and then go eat? Yeah. Okay, that's all right.
Oh, get discussed the movie. Okay.
Right. So I was just like, just to do something. Just to get out. I hate first dating movies.
I don't even talk to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that means, obviously, I don't have good conversation, because why are we going to the movies on the first date?
Yeah, I don't like first date movies, because I don't know you like that.
Unless you go to, like, Studio Grill or something. You want some popcorn? Yeah, okay.
That shit costs more than you ready to date, though.
It does. You a cute movies, dates, now, you can spend, like, $200.
Exactly. You want a drink?
Yeah. Two?
I've spent that.
You want the pizza?
Yes. You can spend $200 on a movie
because
day.
Because one drink alone is like $15.
Yeah, 13. Where y'all at?
Like Studio Grill. In Brookhaven, what's the name?
Oh, yeah, Cinebistro.
Cinebistro.
Yes. Tired.
Yeah, them be real ass meals and shit they be preferring.
Yes. It could be a good $200 date.
Like, I sit up there and I like, go ahead and bring me 3 Jack and Cokes and a couple of bills. And what do you want? You know, okay. And get her like 2
really?
Apple martinis and okay, and this menu. And we set up straight. I mean,
yeah.
Like, the last time I was there was like the Batman movie. It was a long ass movie. I looked over.
The Batman Superman movie?
No, not that one.
He's talking about
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, it's like the one where they were buried or whatever. I looked over. She drank like 3 apple martinis and ate all his food. I looked over. Her mouth was open, just snoring her ass.
Oh. It's
a long ass film.
It's a long movie.
The Dark Knight installments are like two hours long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Dark Knight installments, two hours,
22 minutes.
We had a good time,
though.
We got drunk. She woke up. We left there and we went dancing and shit. So we had a good time a couple of years ago.
So she got a nap on.
She was lit after
power
that.
Powered up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to power up Super Saiyan style.
Better be.
You got to. You know how Goku be eating, and then he be like, nigga.
Wake your ass.
But you know what, man? I'll be like, meeting halfway, and she lives way out there. I'm sorry, I'm biased as hell. First of all, I couldn't see a future in it.
We know you don't travel outside your comfort.
That is because
I can't maintain it. I can't maintain it.
And that is a good question, because I mean,
so you couldn't date a woman
like the chemistry is cool, and you know, body is dope.
Yeah,
but you know, like yeah, over time,
he didn't want Jesus to hear.
I just don't.
Dude, think about it. You feeling her? Y'all cool? And she like, I really want to see you tonight. And you like getting off work at 5:00, and you're like,
damn, I still gotta go home.
You gotta go home because you ain't think she was gonna take
you. You didn't think so.
That's the worst.
And then you gotta drive an hour and a half in
traffic.
Swanee going up 85. Shit.
Yeah. Swanee, yeah, traffic like a mule.
Huh? And then when you hit that loop,
and if not, you gotta wait. Oh yeah,
once you get to Spaghetti Junction, then I'm just like, shit, I should have stayed home.
And then you stay home and you wait till like 9:00 to go. But then by the time you get there, you're like, damn, I'm fucking tired of shit.
Then you get there and you walk up and you cook and stuff, and then y'all go lay down, you start rubbing on, she's like, I'm on my period.
Oh, hell no.
You dumb as fuck, man.
This dick right here, hold. What you gonna do?
So what you gonna do?
You gonna suck it away.
Give me some alive.
You better get that damn grapefruit or something. A grapefruit.
Need some moisture on this dick.
Give me some other options.
Some spit.
Yeah.
Some spit. Y'all petty. Y'all just.
Hour and a half? I could have waited till next week.
Do y'all know what Buford is? Y'all know what Buford is? Okay.
Buford, Georgia or Buford Highway?
Buford, Georgia. Yes.
Yes.
It's out there like that's, past. Yeah.
Yes.
So you been loud out there?
I met this woman. She was a nurse practitioner. She drove an Audi A7. Beautiful woman. And I didn't know where she lived either. She lived out past Buford. Mm. Past Buford. Because we met in Buford. And that was like,
what were you doing in Buford?
What were you doing in Buford?
If you saw her. Our first date was at Capital Grill, and we sat down, and I swear to God, Capital Grill, we drank like 2 bottles of wine. I mean, we had a good time. So the next day was going to be out in Buford at this other restaurant. She was
going to
pay.
So you stay going out to Buford?
No, that's the only went once.
Okay.
Went one time. Mm. Met her there, and I'm like, this is halfway. Nurse, I mean, she's money out the ass. Nice big ass huge house. Nice car. You know what I'm saying? Nurse practitioner. Country. Damn, you know, she's a same level as a doctor. I couldn't do it. I just cannot do it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's a really drive.
You let that
and
go?
She's still single and miserable.
No. What happened during the dinner, she was talking, but what's the guy who ran for president, the black guy? Obama? Ben Carson. Ben Carson.
Oh. I was like, what? So, is that Obama?
So we sitting there, and she shows me pictures on the phone, and she shows me pictures of Ben Carson.
She went
to he's a doctor, so she went to his. This back in the day before he was about to start running.
Yeah.
And she showed me that, and I just looked at her. I'm like, that's another reason I can't drive out here. Because she's a Republican. I mean, really? I can't support this shit.
My face is so tore up. Really?
That's her. Yeah, so
that on top of she lives out there, I'm petty like that when it comes to that kind of stuff. Because I know our politics ain't going to mix.
Mm-mm. Right.
She's pretty. She's fine. But she's in a whole other world. I can't do that. So I was like, I'm out.
Shit. Keep that shit.
That's funny.
That's not funny. That's not funny. Y'all have like these little nitpicking shit.
It ain't nitpicking.
If your dude said he voted for Trump, they're okay with it.
They're deal breakers. No. They're not nitpicking. Okay,
that's different, though.
How is
that
different?
That's different. Trump was different. Trump was different.
They're Republicans.
Even Republicans were like, nigga, no. Fuck that dude. We not voting for Trump. Well, even Republicans said no. Well,
okay. That shit didn't work.
So if I say it was okay with Ben Carson, but she lived too far, is that better?
No. Well, you know what? In Atlanta, yes. Like, I'm from Kentucky. So, like, in Kentucky, for
what
me,
about?
The furthest is probably like 40 minutes.
40 minutes in Kentucky is forever, though. No, ain't shit out there.
No. What the fuck? Yes, it is.
I drove through Kentucky before.
Me what part? You didn't drive to Louisville, did you?
Yeah. Louisville. Oh, that's the urban metropolis there.
That's where I'm from.
Okay.
So for me, 40 minutes in Louisville. I mean, you can go from one that's called Prospect to downtown Louisville, which is the hood, the West End to the East End.
That's where First 48 be.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 30 to 40 minutes, depending. To me, that's far. But coming down here, like transferring here and going from work to home.
That's 45 minutes.
It's even more. Going from exit 91 to exit 93 is 45 minutes.
Which in the state?
85.
Oh. Exit 90s?
There's no 90s on
91.
On 85.
How about y'all use names?
That's what it said, 85.
Yeah, what's that streets?
I don't know. Exit, you know me. Like, exit 91 to me is like, what, Claremont Road.
Okay.
93 Shalford Road.
Okay.
We're getting really local now, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just. For real. You tell me these streets. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, we international. We got folks in Saudi Arabia and everywhere.
Croatia.
Well, I'm just saying, like, exit 91 to 93, you would assume would be like 1.5 miles, 2 miles. Okay. It could be 45 minutes, depending on traffic. If we give one exit to the other.
That's why I use miles instead of minutes or towns. So.
What do you mean?
We was discussing.
Yeah, I saw you put that. Right.
50 minutes.
But usually
away.
50 minutes is 50 miles.
Yeah, ordinarily.
If you're going
you
60.
Around,
if you ain't going 50 minutes, 50 minutes could be 50 miles on a day without traffic.
Right. Exactly.
I know it
varies. 50 minutes could be 10 miles. Like, depending on where you're going.
50 miles an hour, it will be. But if you don't.
If you get to Midtown Atlanta,
5 and 10, it's going to take longer.
And then by the time you get there, you still want
you fuck around, can't get off the interstate. You'd be fucked
fuck up. Fuck around, miss your exit.
You been fucking around. She on her cycle when you get there.
What is it?
It's some bullshit.
That's happening to you a lot.
Hey, if she could walk through mud.
Nah.
Hey, listen. I got one. If she could walk through mud, then she can.
Then you can.
I don't remember what he
fuck
said.
Fuck
through blood.
No.
That's it.
No.
My homie
That's what he said. He said 10 years
my
ago.
My homie gave 15 years ago.
15? Yeah. Was it? Because I thought it was just last month on this podcast that he gave us.
Yeah, actually. Oh, no. He gave me that.
You said actually.
I used it then, but yeah.
I mean, actually, you know, it's up to her. She want to don't mind it. I don't mind it either.
If I ain't at home, put that towel down. Fuck
the. You know, the preacher's kid ain't with it.
What's wrong,
you know
man?
The blood is sacred. I've it's the lamb.
Not that once, and it was like a crime scene. There's no way in hell.
Murder.
He
murdered that pussy.
I tell you about my homeboy.
Hello, and welcome to Real Crime Profiles.
Exactly.
This is Monique. Today we have
I ain't at home.
A case of
these ain't my sheets. Throw them shits out.
We have a case of murder pussy.
Yeah, gross. That pussy's dead.
Gross.
Look at all this blood.
He broke the walls.
No, man.
He broke in. Nah.
She wanted it. She wanted it.
No, she said it was cool.
Not gonna get fooled like that.
I did tell you the story about my homeboy showed up at the club with damn blood ass beard.
What?
Bloody ass beard. Fuck no.
Stop.
I'm not going to tell the whole story, but when he got there, we knew he went in on a chick who was on her cycle.
Don't say
anything. And she didn't say shit to him, and he walked up like he been missing for a while. Then he showed up late. And
he
had
that shit. Like, he that shit.
Like, he didn't look at no mirror. He ain't look at no mirror when he just came and shit. He had little. You know, you could, if you look real hard,
blood chunks.
It wasn't chunks, but you could tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got lint in your beard. You like pull it out, and yeah, it was rough.
So what y'all do? Y'all tell him
we cracked on his ass, man. What the fuck you mean? What we do?
I can't stand a nigga that got a beard. Oh, I love beards, but what I don't like is when you a hoe with the beard. Like, if I can smell another bitch's pussy on your beard, then we can't talk.
You ain't supposed to smell it hard.
That's the thing.
How you roll up on his beard?
Right. But I like smelling men. I like this thing about smelling men.
You like the scent
men.
Of men?
I do, actually. I like that little, like, what you say? I do. I like the scent. So I like smelling your neck and your beard and
so
everything.
So you wear men's deodorant just so you can smell
it? I don't. Oh, okay. Now stop it. Okay. Cut it out. But anyway, but one time, listen, this story, my daddy had actually like pubic hair in his teeth one time. He was talking to me. My daddy's.
Your daddy?
Yeah, my daddy. He's very like, my daddy a hoe. So.
Now, this must have been the 80s and shit.
He's, no, this was really just last year. This was last year.
The old women be having pubic in there.
My daddy had pubic hair all in his teeth.
Chewing on it?
Like. Like burlap.
You
didn't feel it?
I don't know. No.
That doesn't make any
he
sense.
He was like cheese in our heart. I said, Daddy.
You just made that up.
Man. I swear to God.
Daddy. Mr. Junior.
You know what? If we had call-ins, I would call my daddy right there and like be that. Like, Kelly.
Your pops had, like, he had ate some spinach artichoke dip.
Like, Daddy.
My daddy a freak.
You got some bestie in your mouth.
He's still nasty. He think he still got it. But he
do. He clearly do.
Yeah, he does, actually. Women just love him. Pussy in his mouth. Women love him, and I can understand why. But obviously, he got vaginas all in his mouth, so that means he's going in on it.
Clearly,
burlap. Okay, good. Next question, because I don't want to talk about any more pussy burlap and vagina in your teeth and blood in your beard. I don't want to do it.
Good topics, huh?
Okay.
that bother you, man?
Didn't need that. Didn't need none of
why
that.
Why ain't he washing
his face?
It was
just very close to home, wasn't it?
Who's not washing their face after burying it in vagina?
Like, there was no part of that story that we needed.
He might have. Like,
that was information just
he
was kept
walked up
to
said,
yourself.
He's going to keep it in his flavor saver.
Exactly. He was like, fuck it, I'm late for the club.
He didn't even look in a mirror. That's what pisses me off. It's like, he walked in there literally with blood in his face. Like, nigga, he just got dressed.
Yeah.
Let me say this. This was not like.
He didn't bathe.
This club was not like a sweet lounge where you.
I don't care.
This was a hood spot. I'm just
so kidding. What? So what? You telling me the niggas can walk in with just toilet paper to roll and pussy things in their beard?
I'm just. Look, this shit was hilarious. We cracked on his ass and he can't live it down.
I know. And he will.
Oh, he ain't gonna never forget
that.
You
know,
if he was one of the young dudes, he probably would have gone and tried to kill himself or something.
We cracked
on his ass so bad. It was oh my God. That shit was so funny.
That is horrible. That's almost like a woman. Let's go with this, like the real vulgar sexual shit. Like, niggas want to get shit done to their ass and they don't clean it.
Huh?
They want
what?
Women to lick. Have you ever met? No, I guess you haven't met them, but like some men like their ass licked.
Look,
I've had it volunteered to be done to me before, and it just happened. But
it's not a
request.
Men
don't like their legs up in the air like that.
But let's just say, like, women do it, and men don't wash their ass. Like, that's gross.
Nobody washes their shit.
I didn't say nobody. I'm just saying that a lot of men don't.
No.
A lot of men don't.
Just like women have to prepare for that kind of stuff. Dudes don't.
So they don't want to wash their ass.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's not going to be pristine unless we go, you know what I'm saying, take a shower.
Out
that
shower.
Exactly. So you're going to get what you get.
You're going to get what you get. If I was to tell you, like, you just going to get what you
no,
get.
No, because I'm going to make your ass get up and go goddamn take
that's
a shower.
That's fucked up.
Men don't really like you going past the gooch.
Exactly.
You don't.
Exactly.
At all. Some men don't. Does that make you less of a man if you do?
So if you were
with a woman, so I wouldn't say it would, but men don't generally like you going past the gooch.
Wow.
So get my balls. You might get the intersection. But going up, some men like it because they like have his legs up.
You know, they like the little the G spot, whatever spot they got.
Yeah, you doing too much.
Niggas like they G spot.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you fucking with, yo? What you trying to throw this shit on us? This goddamn trap conversation she got going on.
You know what? You so fucked up.
You the kind of shit. The code switching.
Yeah, the code switching.
Yeah,
the kind of shit you talking about is shit niggas pay for.
Right,
we ain't, you know, we ain't finna do all
not
that.
Not to a woman you care about.
Pay for what's that mean?
What I mean is that's not some normal shit. That means I had to pay you to do that kind of stuff.
Really? Niggas ain't gonna have their legs up and get on their stomach. And get on all no.
And if you are doing that kind of stuff, then we got some other questions. Like, like you must be married. You got to be married mm-hmm. doing that shit.
Married.
You have to be married because that other nigga you married to or that you dating ain't uh-huh. letting you do this shit, and you trying to shit out on me, and you exactly. really want to do this shit.
Exactly.
Is what I'm saying. That's why you exactly get into correct. It right now. So I got a question. What the fuck is going on in your head that make you want to do this to me? What?
No, and it's not even that. It's not even that. It's not even that. It's just like some men. No. And I've dated.
No,
I've dated some men that actually like other things.
That's you.
They're like sexually open.
That's not them. That's you want to do that.
Other. Thing. You said
I,
other?
I want. I
you
want
wanted to.
To
do it, and you found somebody that would let you do it.
That's what? So you went to say I went and asked him, "Hey, do you want me to touch your ass?" Like, hey,
I can hear butt? You. I can close my eyes and visualize you. Be like, you like it, don't you? You like it, don't you?
Exactly.
You know what I'm gonna do now?
He
like,
he
like,
he
like, no, what you gonna do now?
That's.
He's like, watch, this is what I'm going to do to you
this
now.
This whole
watch
conversation just took a turn for the worse.
Real quick.
That's Mo, man. That's how Mo would be acting.
Like, no, it's not.
Like, that escalated fast.
I mean, you know, I could just put the voice on him real quick and be like, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. There you mm-hmm. go.
You like that.
No.
You didn't win past the balls. I don't need all that extra shit.
What the fuck? No.
Where the fuck you going?
You didn't take a turn down Peachtree. Exactly.
What that is you putting on?
You in Midtown somewhere. The fuck is you doing?
What that bill for? I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. No.
Y'all ain't shit.
I drove 50 minutes to get here.
For this shit?
I told you, I feel obligated. I feel obligated 50 minutes.
Do the extra, do the most.
Do no. the extra. Okay, what would your honest reaction be if your significant other was forced to tell you they cheated, but only after you caught them?
You would snap.
Who would snap?
Who wouldn't?
Depends on how much you care about this person.
Well, if you with them, I would assume that you do.
Even a miscellaneous who meet will consider cheating. You would snap.
What is cheating? Cheating is like sexual.
So spoiler alert for those who haven't seen the show yet, but there's a show that's on HBO and something like this
Insecure.
Happens. And dude had the right. I agree that his reaction mm-hmm. was on point.
On point.
It was
on
like point. I haven't seen
extremely
seen
amazing.
I haven't seen the episode yet, so you're not going to say anybody.
I'm not
going to
say anybody.
Give this nigga Oscar, but he's only get an Emmy.
Shout out to Issa Rae because the show is dope. I'm going to watch it when I get home. However, I'm a little late, but my honest reaction would be that I would just leave. I ain't got time. I would probably make a little scene at the time, probably slap the shit out of him with a belt or something and then leave.
With a belt?
With a belt. Mm.
Slapping with a belt?
With a belt.
So we snatch that belt and
weirdo.
Throw it back at you.
With a belt. Listen.
Are you even wearing a belt?
You and I.
Where are you going to get a belt from?
The belt
she was just putting on a minute ago when she was finna fuck that nigga with a
belt. Right. The belt I was just about to tie this nigga's wrist up with.
That strap on.
That's why.
That
strap that's on. That's the belt I'm going to use.
So he's sitting tight. In BT. All
right. You know what? Like, V just.
Turning your mic off.
No. It's the belt that I was used to turn to tie his hands up like this. It was to the bed like that.
They can't see you.
Oh.
Yeah, like this.
Well, B can see me. You know, like this, B.
She ain't tying nobody up.
B.
All talk.
B, he just really likes to, like,
all
just.
All talk.
He's just really pushing because he probably wants to see.
Words.
That's probably what it is.
Is that right?
Words.
I think that he just keeps doing that. You know how people be just, like, aying people on? Like, just, you're not going to do it.
It's
you're
just
not gonna
language.
You're not going to suck my dick.
It's just language. Exactly. Exactly.
Nope. You ain't good at that.
When that shit happens, I'm gonna leave.
I bet you ain't good. I bet you ain't good at it.
Your mouth too little anyway.
Exactly. You can't deep throat.
I bet you ain't good.
I don't believe you.
I bet you I can do it. I bet you don't do it. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I think. That's what I think.
All kinds of talk, no action. You know,
he keeps doing it. You too old for that.
You would ask how many
you, too old
you
for
fuck
that.
This nigga.
I'm just saying
how many times you fuck this that. Nigga. And you ask, you suck this dick.
Yeah,
you ask those key pertinent questions.
You too old for that.
No, you're never too old for that.
He's too old to be egging me on. That's what he's doing.
There's
he's
no just, age where that expires.
If that's
she,
what he wants.
If you were with a woman and she fucked another nigga while y'all was together, you would be highly upset.
You feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Would
I mean,
I?
You would feel a certain type of way.
I would feel some type of way.
If he didn't tell you and you had to ask him. Like,
yes, if he didn't tell me. If I only after I caught them cheating. Like, if I caught them cheating, then he was like, oh, baby, I forgot to tell you. Like, I fucked this bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious?
The discussion wouldn't go like that.
No, it wouldn't go like that.
No, it wouldn't go like that. Uh-uh. But I'm just
you know what? I would if I fucked up like that, I think I would probably do something worse on top of that to distract you from what I did. That's what I would do. That's some deep shit.
What?
But yeah, like I fucked this chick, but then I
therapy.
Go, then I go rob a bank. So we can talk about
it. Well, fuck you, it don't matter now.
Said, yeah, let's talk. We ain't gonna talk about that shit I did. We talking
now
about
eight, shit it up. Going like right. 8 to 10 years. Now for 8 to 10 years,
I wouldn't say rob a bank, but something horrible, something a little worse that
go crash your car or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be in the hospital. Like, why are you gonna bring that up? You know, I'm in the hospital.
I was fucking the bitch. I'm trying to get home to you, baby. I love you.
Exactly. I was trying to get this money for us. I was trying to get the shit, the work, everything for us in our home.
I love it. My dick just fell in.
My dick just fell.
I'm trying to keep my job.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my job. She was at work. She saw me doing something at work, so I had to fuck her.
Huh?
Just make up some shit.
She saw me doing something.
If it's the work wife,
do you expect, I just don't understand. Like, do you expect that your woman to like really believe that?
No.
Okay. No. But you would just say, no. Men just say if stupid it's the work shit wife, just though, because.
Work that means wife. Y'all had a continuous ongoing.
Here y'all go with this bullshit. This work husband, work wife.
I don't got that shit.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You said you the only dude. You and your doctor guys, the only ones at your whole job. How many women?
It's 13 employees there total.
So you got 11 work.
None of them. So one of the other ladies is a doctor. She's married, so no. Okay. She's pretty, but no.
It has no. It's, but, not, it's not literally okay. Your work wife.
So ain't nobody.
No, I understand this, but no. None of them. I've done the whole like.
So you had a lunch thing
at like another job and another job. Not nah. Not
do,
with
do
me.
They treat you like you're there to help them with everything?
Yeah, I do the heavy lifting.
So you move are this a work husband.
Move this.
Do they bring you lunch?
Say work husband because I move boxes.
Do they bring you lunch?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, you good.
Your work husband, work wife. Nope. They don't bring you lunch. You just talk to them about advice, like things about relationships.
Yeah, if they ain't bring you lunch.
Occasionally, I might mention something.
They tell you that you need to drive 50 minutes to go see a woman and shit.
When I happen to mention something about a date, which I usually don't.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
I don't talk about my personal life too often.
Me neither. I keep it to myself at work.
I really don't.
I'm in character.
Keep them at arm's length, and I'm definitely not on any kind of social media with anybody I work with. That's definitely like the rule number one.
That's smart.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's very smart.
It is. Okay, I was just playing.
They'll know everything he did the whole weekend. Right. Snaps.
Right.
Yeah, because if they saw you at the pajama party, then what?
I just don't want to hit their mouth. I don't want them.
So, are people at your job really nosy? Like,
if you allow them to be. Mm-hmm. But they've known me for so long because I play my car so close to the vest. They just like, oh, how was your weekend? They ask, like, just the normal questions. And cool. Then if I expound on it, then it's something different. But so, they don't pry too much because they know they just going to, like.
They're not going to get anything.
They're going to run into a wall.
Surface, yeah.
my manager actually walked up to me one time. He was like, bro, why are all the black guys, why is everybody out in the hallway on the phone? And I said, because y'all motherfuckers nosy. Mm-hmm. That is the truth.
Right.
Because what happens is, like, one time I was sitting in my cube, I was talking on the phone, then I got up to go get some coffee, and he like, is everything okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? I just heard you on the phone, and you said, I said, man, y'all, you got to be fucking kidding
That's
me.
That's my black voice.
Why are you listening to my conversation? Exactly.
So when he asked me that, and I just had to straight up tell him, I said, man, y'all are really, really nosy. Y'all want to know a lot. So anytime you go to any office building, you see black people walking around outside on the phone. It's because the people around them are very, very nosy.
Yes.
We use emotion when we talk.
Exactly. Exactly. And one time I actually slipped up. We talked about coding a while ago. Now I know what you're talking about, because anytime I talk to anybody from Alabama, it comes out.
Yes.
And it's just like, what's up, my nigga? What's going on, dog? Right. And you start the whole slang. So one time, one of my homeboys did call me, and I was like, hey, what's up, my nigga? Yeah, hold on.
Let me walk out. Let me step out real quick.
Yeah. In the middle of the day and shit, yeah.
Did you ask somebody about it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I mean, when you told me, I kind of knew what you were talking about.
He was like, what is that? This must be the young people. I was like, bro, no.
Yeah.
Everybody does the same way.
The millennial shit.
I don't do it. I talk
you
the
talk
way.
The same way to everybody.
Everybody.
Well, you lucky then. Because yeah, everybody doesn't do that.
Basing my voice, too.
It's just like, you know, we trilingual. I speak a little Spanish, a little North American English, African-American vernacular English.
Spanglish.
You know, yeah, Spanglish. So, you know, multilingual.
Yeah, but I had no clue what coding was. This is me. Once you reach a certain level in your career, you don't have to do that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's dope, but I mean, people like me, we not there yet. So okay. I still have
like, yes, Miss Amanda.
Not necessarily.
I'll get that for you real soon.
And that's exactly it. You don't have to say it like that, but that's exactly what it sounds like in my mind when I replay it. That's exactly what it sounds like.
So are you
like.
Pressured to talk like that or not? Nah?
I feel like I am. I feel like I am.
But there's pressure on you? Like, you're not accepting
if
you don't?
At this point, I don't even know who. Like, if I got it from my white peers or if I got it from my black peers.
You got it from your white peers.
You know what I mean? Like, but I learned it from my family. Do you know what I mean? Like, in a sense.
Old school.
I learned it from you. You know, you got to do good around them white folks. You got to do, but then also you
Is
get
that
it from
what
the, said? Yeah, my grandmother. Yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
Your grandma.
Mad old.
My country. Like, my family's from Texas.
From Kentucky.
Kentucky. Texas. So if I talk, obviously.
Okay, so they don't mean look people in the eye.
So
do
obviously,
they?
Yes, I'm. Are you serious? I'm gonna throw something at you, Chris. I'm gonna throw something at you. Because
that's
what the fuck? He
people.
Said, Negro spirituals, really?
Yeah, them old Negro spirituals.
No, but.
I woke up this morning with oh, Jesus God. On my mind.
But no, I feel like that a lot of times it just, especially when I talk, a lot of people just say, you don't sound like you are from Kentucky. Like,
what does Kentucky sound like?
I don't know if
I can
get really,
you a drink.
I say hurt.
There's no. There's no.
Well, I'm from St. Louis.
I mean, if I say, come here.
Yeah, that's not like me.
That's okay. Missouri. That's
I'm
not Kentucky.
I'm from St. Louis.
I think that's
talk,
the algebra. We talk, come here. What's up? I don't know. I just have
we talk real aggressive. I've been on some jobs where I'm labeled as unapproachable.
Yeah.
I get that.
That too. I mean,
I get that
too. You
my
get that talk, that
like, I would look at a person and be like, it'd be like, what the fuck you say to me? I wouldn't say that.
That fast talk.
But I'd be like, I'm going to hold this in.
I don't know.
Away.
I just, words that you say that you can pronounce, if you can say different things, like, it's just, you get, from my area, you don't sound like you're from Kentucky, but then from people outside, it's like, I'm country. So, if I don't know, my mom says I talk country, I'm
so,
be from
so
the
what,
same place.
What, so, does that knock you down a notch because you sound like you where you're from? I mean, I don't understand what the...
I don't know. Like, if I just came... let's just say if I came down here. When I came down here, it was hard. It was difficult for me to understand a lot of people that are from here. Hey, what's up? I know that, I got... What the fuck are you talking about?
You gotta get to the south side of Atlanta to really understand it, but not...
The depths of the...
You've seen the movie ATL. You gotta get in there.
Right, you know what I mean? Like,
about.
But some people, like, God damn, they really talk God damn, like that. Exactly.
I don't.
So
he
then
don't
if
even
I
deal
say,
with that, but that
he don't,
like,
but no,
and,
but
that's
no.
Kind of, and it's almost like a sense like that's bougie within itself.
No, I wouldn't say that because I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm telling you, it's the same kind of dialect, but it's. You just hear it, you process it differently. You know what I'm saying? You said you didn't understand what he was saying. I understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, no, they can't go to corporate America talking like that because no one's going to understand.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what kind of like what I'm talking about. Like, if I would, like, teachers, your bosses, something like that. Someone like you who's up there may feel like you not have. Ooh, I don't have to do up there.
Where you up at? I don't have a degree.
Let me find out to the CEO.
Let me feel like this.
Let me find out.
You only talk like that when you're around your friends. When you're comfortable. You don't. Those same people. You pick them up.
Yes.
And you take them somewhere and you drop them somewhere. Let's say you take them to the South Side and drop them into, you know, a social setting where it's.
You drop them off on old Nat.
Yeah, they're going to change their dialect because they can't communicate with anybody at that point. They're going to go back. They don't talk like that in school, you know, in elementary or high school. If they do, they don't talk to their teachers like that, what I'm saying. It's not code switching because you're doing it because you're embarrassed because white folks are around. It's more of you trying to just communicate better with people. That's what I see.
In a language that they can understand.
Yes.
You're just trying to.
In a language that they can understand. But that's what I'm saying is like, but. Do you get the sense that it's like, how do you look? I know how you look at it, but how do you look at it as far as when you think about it? Like, okay, so now I have to switch it up so they can understand.
No.
It's okay, not switching it up.
It's not.
But you don't think it's switching it up.
No, it's almost like if you're talking to a toddler or you're talking to an adult.
Exactly.
You're going to convey the information into a language that the toddler can understand.
That's exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like you're talking to.
But if I'm talking to my son, I can sit there and say, no, Mason, no, I don't have that. But my dialect doesn't necessarily change.
It's more of a who you're around.
Have
you ever been around island people? Or somebody who speaks Patois or somebody who speaks...
And they speak completely different to their people than they do to
each other. Of course. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not switching it up. They've been around these people and that's how they talk around each other.
And they know that they can understand it.
They're not embarrassed because now some white people come in and they can't speak Patois anymore. I mean, it's not like that.
It could be talking to a stupid person or a regular person. Huh? Maybe condescending towards a stupid person. What they think you being. But you're just speaking to them in a way that you think they can understand it.
Yeah, exactly. What happens is a lot of times you have employees and stuff like that.
Exactly.
They'll think you're trying to be more than you are when you're just trying to get your point across.
I'm just trying to get my point across.
We just want to slow it down.
I'm just making sure you understand that I can enunciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How, now, enunciate. Brown, cow.
But see, I don't care. I talk the way I talk.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless.
I can say words that don't make no difference, like irregardless.
Which is not really
the word.
It's
just regardless, everyone. It's just regardless.
Irregardless of what they're saying tonight.
Irregardless of this shit. I'm just me.
Yeah. But yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know when you text me that. But now I
get it. The whole code switching thing?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the term.
I didn't understand it either. Yeah. I had never heard
it. Yeah, I heard it before.
I don't understand. Have you heard it before?
I heard it before.
See, that's what I'm saying. They talking about it's just this young people thing. I'm like, well, maybe in Atlanta.
I didn't say young people thing.
I did because who cares? My thing is, who cares?
My mouth.
Who cares? Why do you care enough of what people think? The way you talk, well, you can't maintain that. I keep going back to the maintaining thing. If you're worried about it,
but people do maintain it.
But that's one more burden on you in a day that you don't need. It's just like it was some movie I saw that this guy had a British accent, but it was a fake British accent.
Yeah,
and then he slipped up and he was talking normal. No, he had a Southern accent. Then he slipped up. Then he was also talking like a Brit, and the dude was like. Why are you talking like that? You know what I'm saying? He had slipped up, you know. So I was like, no, you can't maintain.
Cheerio.
Yeah, you can't maintain.
Cheerio. But I think it's just like acting because, you know, most of them people.
Who wants to act all the time? That's what's wrong with y'all women. Y'all always put on the act for us brothers.
Really?
And then y'all
really?
I'm just joking.
Because that's what the men do.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, the last part of the show, you know what we do, last part of the show, we talk about things that we hate.
Oh, that's right.
We talk about things that we hate. So you can go around and name one thing that you hate so far. Last week I said I hated bitches that got a different color neck than they face.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
And I also learned this that I did not know. This freaked me out because, look, I don't have mo now.
Crew socks.
These women told me that they hate dudes that wear ankle socks. And I did not understand. I don't understand that.
What's wrong with ankle
socks? They went on a rant about ankle socks.
So
they
put what, knee highs?
No, you don't have to wear knee highs. But it's just something about ankle socks. Like if I see your ankle and it's ashy, I can't do ankle socks.
So if it comes off the ankle, you do.
Like why do you have these socks on and then it's like your ankle's cold? You have these pants on.
It's winter time. I'm dark skinned.
So you can't put on lotion?
Yeah, but it'd be cold outside.
Right. So you,
you need layers of lotion in the wintertime. You need
some either longer pants or longer socks. What are the other?
Yeah, my pants won't be that. That's one thing that she don't like. My pants will be covering them up.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. So that's two things. I had a couple of things that I didn't like. So, of course, that was a good one. I didn't like when women wear a lot of makeup and their neck is a completely, totally different color than their face. Yeah, no, that's one thing that annoys me. Also, the eyebrows, I don't like them when they draw them on me too close together.
You got a lot of dislikes.
Yes. I went to a whole lot. I didn't really have that many this week. I really didn't have that many this week.
You want us to say what we don't like?
Because I didn't run.
I don't like long ass lists of don't likes.
Shut up. I think you so like you go home. You cut off.
I got one. I hate I dislike bad eyebrows on a woman.
Bad eyebrows? Like if she cut none them off, what they draw.
None is completely fucked up. Drawn on is fucked up too.
Especially look like an anime character.
Exactly. Always looking surprised and shit.
Huh? When we get off mic, I'm gonna tell you about one woman who does not have eyebrows, and you never notice it because she's so fine. I'm gonna tell you about
her. There you go. He
be so excited. I'm excited about this.
Like a couple of
a girl with no eyebrows is fine.
And the next time you see her, because you gonna see her, you gonna be looking at her eyebrows the whole time.
That's horrible. I noticed eyebrows. Why would you somebody like that?
And I noticed eyelashes.
That I do not like. Eyelashes that look like fucking caterpillars on a bitch's eyes.
I'd be complimenting those.
Do you?
You be what?
I don't know if I'll be serious or not, but I do be complimenting eyelashes.
No, I don't. Some want women have naturally to look like
and
hands.
When they have naturally, it's really attractive.
Yeah, naturally.
But when they're like when they done and they always on
and they you gotta compliment and black,
you got to compliment that too because that's
so,
good effort.
So I got a homeboy. Wow, this my homeboy probably like 270. You know, he'll a right looking dude. You know, we go out sometime, but he 270. He always out of shape. But he a good dude though.
Okay.
So one night, me and him, we went out, and I'm dressing nice. I'm thinking I'm the shit. You know what I'm saying? We walk in, we sit down at this little spot, you know, at the bar. These bad chicks walk in. I'm like, damn, man, check it out. I know. I'm thinking he ain't finna get nobody. He ain't finna do shit for real. So it's gonna be all me. Man, this bad bitch walked up to him, and she said, "You had the prettiest eyelashes."
Like, what the fuck?
Men, listen,
yes. Pisses me off. They have good eyebrows and good eyelashes.
This
I don't
dude
know
eyelashes.
It
I mean, his regular. I mean, he don't wamp, but that dude eyelashes was so
that's
long.
That's so long.
Because that's the first time I looked at him like,
"Nigga, my eyelashes is kind of nice."
Eyelashes long.
Everybody, my son
is kind of nice, though.
Listen, my son has the longest eyelashes, and he gets bitches. We went to Hooters. And yeah, they just, girls were like, "Oh my God, his eyelashes are so." I'm looking at him like,
When I see that, I'll be like, "Go ahead, blink for me."
Yeah. Blink for me.
Blink one time. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Mo About Nothing. Again, if you have questions or comments or anything you want to ask or speak about the show, just hit us up at moaboutnothing@atlpn.com. We are also on all social media outlets, so hit us up there as well. Mo About Nothing on the ATL Podcast Network. Stay focused, stay humble, and remember to keep them walls tight. Apple cider vinegar baths. Good night.